Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
Lord
Rong yao quy
Jesus.
kỳ thần âm.
Lord Jesus, we gather together in your name.
Chúa Giêsu, 我们奉你的名聚集在一起.
We've come to find you in a greater way.
我们要来寻见你, 更多地寻见你.
I ask that you manifest your presence in our midst.
我们恳求你在我们的当中显现你的同在.
Lord Jesus, you have the power, you have the glory, you have the honor.
主耶稣，荣耀、尊贵、尊荣都属于你。
We thank you for your Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你的圣灵。
That you can go into every cell group.
你可以进入每一个小组。
You can visit each one of us.
你可以来造访我们每一位。
We hunger for your presence.
我们饥渴地要得到你的同在。
And as we begin our very first morning of the e-school, we ask you to glorify yourself.
当我们开始我们往下的第一课，我们恳求你来荣耀你自己。
Draw us, we will run after you.
吸引我们，我们就快跑地跟随你。
We give every moment into your hand.
我们把每一个时刻都交在你的手中。
Don't let us speak our own words.
不要让我们说自己的话。
Don't let us think our own thoughts.
不要让我们想自己的思想。
Cause us to be taken up with you.
让我们完全地被你来占有。
We want to love you more.
我们渴望更多地爱你。
We want to accept your invitation.
我们要来接受你的邀请。
To come closer to you in the daily life.
在每天的生活中更加地亲近你。
Jesus, manifest yourself.
主耶稣，求你显现你自己。
We ask it for your glory and in your name. Amen.
我们为着你的荣耀而恳求，奉你的名，阿门。
We praise the Lord that He has gathered us all together to find Him.
我们赞美主，他把我们所有人聚集在一起来寻求他。
Sister Alice is here with a song for us. Open your heart to hear Jesus calling you.
圣洁姐妹在这里跟我们分享一首诗歌。 让我们敞开心来寻见我们的主耶稣。
哈利路亚， 赞美主。 我们知道我们的 耶稣他就是平安的王， 和平的君。 他今天要再来， 要将他的自己， 要更多的赏赐给我们。 感谢赞美主。 我们现在来唱 神赐完美平安，神赐完美平安，如江河柔柔，日日更见风帆，层层更加真，渗透一切艰难。 心中有异能，流经高山平原，洞中有宁静，靠托主耶和华，心灵的富乐，心神不变恶多。 有安息平安，因与救主守心安稳而欢喜，何事不能相亲，地前我无损。 任凭明日如何 我心中无倦，却无饥荒满迫，我灵小中我靠托主耶和华，心灵的福乐，心神不变恩落，有安息平安，任何喜乐患难，全由神依赖，每时每刻每天，主爱说安排，一日说行何事，要全靠土主，靠主良善行事，靠主察悟，靠托主耶和华，心灵的福乐，心神不变恩落，有安息平安，靠托主耶和华，心灵的福乐，心神不变恩落，有安息平安。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，主说他所赐的平安不像世人所赐的，哦，他所赐的平安，哦，世人所不能夺去的。我们感谢赞美主，哦，他就是要将他的自己，哦，更多更多的赏赐给我们，好使我们在世的时候，我们能够紧紧的依靠他，即使我们在一切的患难艰难中，哦，都有这一位主，他这样子的来保守我们，带领我们。因此，我们这样来全心的交托，信靠这位信实的主，哦，永远是没有差误的。我们感谢主，赞美主，因为在他里面有永远的平安。赞美耶稣，主，我们谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
阿门，哈利路亚。
阿门，哈利路亚。
Oh, so wonderful to have the river of the Holy Spirit flowing in us and through us.
Oh, 何等的奇妙，圣灵的江河在我们里面涌流。
And as Alice sang for us, it wants to flow fuller every day.
就像圣秋姐妹所唱的，她每一天都要更丰满的涌流。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Lord, we are hungry for you.
主，我们饥渴的要你。
We come with our hearts open to receive from you.
我们到你面前，大大的敞开我们的心，要来领受你。
We believe that your river of life is flowing for each one of us.
我们相信你那生命的江河就在我们的当中涌流，为着我们每一个人。
And we open our hearts to receive more of you.
我们要敞开心来领受更多的你。
In your name and according to your desire, Amen.
奉你的名，照着你的可想， Amen.
Our lesson today is on finding Jesus in our daily life.
我们今天的主题是在每天的生活中寻见耶稣。
Read in Jeremiah 29:13, You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
在耶利米书29章13节，我们读到，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
What is the Lord desiring for you today?
今天主向你所求的是什么呢？
He wants you to be his friend.
他要你做他的朋友。
And walk with him in the daily life.
在每天的生活中与他同行。
For he wants to fully possess you, body, soul, and spirit.
他渴望完全地占有你的灵魂体。
He wants to manifest himself to us and make our heart his home.
他渴望向我们彰显他的自己，使我们的心成为他的家。
One of the saddest stories in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8.
在圣经里最悲哀的故事之一是在创世纪第三章第八节。
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树林中，躲避耶和华神的面。
They hid among the trees in the garden.
他们藏在园里的树木中。
Because sin was in their heart.
因为他们的心里有罪。
God wanted nothing more than to have fellowship with Adam and Eve.
神只想要与亚当夏娃相交。
But sin was a barricade between them.
但罪成为他们与神之间的拦阻。
But also in the same book of Genesis, we find in chapter 5, verse 24,
在同一本书《创世纪》五章二十四节，我们发现
，And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再是了。
Yes, God and Enoch had become friends, and the day came when God said, "Let's go home. I'm closer to my house than yours."
是的，神跟以诺成了好朋友。那一天来到，神说，我们回家吧，我们现在离我家比你家更近。
Oh, what a wonderful day that was, that they entered fully together in his presence.
Oh, 那一天是何等的美好，他们完全地进入到神的同在里。
Down through the ages, God has sought for a man to be his friend.
历世历代以来，神一直在寻找人成为他的朋友。
He found a friend in Abraham and others like Moses and David.
他找到了亚伯拉罕做他的朋友，还有其他人，像是摩西和大卫。
And yet he calls all of us to be his friend, as our Lord Jesus told us.
然而他还呼召我们所有人做他的朋友，正如主耶稣告诉我们的。
In John chapter 15, he said, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you."
在约翰福音十五章，主耶稣说，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
How does this friendship begin?
这友情是怎样开始的呢？
The writer of the book of Hebrews tells us, "Today, if you will hear his voice, listen. He's calling today and every day."
希伯来书的作者写道，你们今日若听他的话，他今天每一天都在呼唤着我们来听他的话。
Don't miss him.
不要错过他。
It's easy to say we're too busy with our work, our family, perhaps with our ministry.
我们很容易会说太忙了，我们在忙着我们的工作、家庭，也许还有我们的事工。
But if we miss him, we miss everything that's worth having.
但是如果我们错过了他，我们就错过了所有值得拥有的一切。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us, Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation.
哥林多后书六章二节告诉我们，看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
Our call is found in James chapter 4.
在雅各书四章八节可以找到我们的呼召。
Draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
That's similar to what Jeremiah tells us. If you seek me, you'll find me. When you search for me with all your heart.
这跟耶利米告诉我们的是一样的。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见我。
Oh yes, we see it's our part to draw near to him.
是的，我们看到亲近神是我们的责任。
And then he will draw near to us.
我们亲近他，他就必亲近我们。
He waits for us to cry out for him.
他在等着我们向他呼求。
He waits to see if we'll take time to come into his presence and listen to his voice.
他在等着看我们是否花时间来到他的面前，听他的声音。
There are other voices calling for our attention.
有一些其他的声音在争夺我们的注意力。
There are the shouts of the world and the flesh and our own self-life to draw us away from him.
世界、肉体和己生命的声音都在叫嚣着，要牵拉着我们远离神。
When we open God's word and listen to his voice, he calls us gently.
当我们打开神的话语，聆听他的声音，他正在这样温柔地呼唤着我们。
He whispers, come apart and enjoy the comfort and encouragement only I can give you.
他在轻声地对我们说，来到我这里来，来享受只有我能给你的安慰和鼓励。
Both Enoch and Abraham enjoyed his presence in the daily life.
以诺和亚伯拉罕都在每天的生活中享受神的同在。
They walked with him every day.
他们每天与神同行。
And they obeyed him without question.
他们毫不迟疑地顺服神。
Moses himself was also willing to draw near to God when all others refused to.
摩西他自己也乐意亲近神，当所有其他人都拒绝来到神的面前。
I'm always reminded of Joshua.
我常常会想到约书亚。
When Moses was drawing near to God in the tabernacle, Joshua went along with him.
当摩西来到会幕里亲近神，约书亚跟摩西一起来到那里。
When Moses got up to leave and walk out of the tabernacle, Joshua stayed.
当摩西起来离开了会幕，约书亚仍然留在那里。
He lingered in the presence of the Lord.
他停留在神的同在里。
Many times the Lord asks us to linger in his presence.
你知道，很多的时候，神在要我们继续停留在他的同在里。
It seems to me that's the time God led Joshua to draw near to him.
对我来说，看起来就是在那段时间，神带领约书亚进入了他自己的同在。
He was preparing him for the next step in his will for Joshua's life.
他在预备约书亚下一步生命中进入神的旨意。
He was to be the next leader.
他要成为下一代的领袖。
But it began so quietly, waiting in the presence of the Lord.
但这是在安静的，在神的同在里等候他开始的。
When we linger in his presence, that's the time he's changing us.
当我们逗留在神的同在里，是在那样的时间里，神在改变我们。
He's setting us free from the things that bind us.
他在释放我们，脱离那些捆绑我们的东西。
And hold us captive to this world.
那些让我们被掳于世界的东西。
You know, when you start a friendship, sometimes it's just very casual.
你知道，当你开始一段友情的时候，开始的时候是很随便的。
But after a while, you get to trust your friend. You tell him some of your secrets.
但是过了一段时间以后，你就会告诉你的朋友你心中的秘密。
And some of the bad things you often will share with a very close friend.
还有你生命中最糟糕的事情，你都会跟你最亲密的朋友分享。
It takes time to develop a friendship.
要发展一段友情是需要花时间的。
As we wait in his presence, he is causing us to fall more in love with him.
当我们等候在他的同在里，他在使我们更多的爱上他。
To trust him with everything we have.
把我们所有的一切都信托他。
And come to believe him.
来信任他。
That he is our best friend.
他就是我们最好的朋友。
You know, King David failed and sinned against God.
你知道大卫失败了，他得罪了神。
But he believed in the love and the mercy of God.
但他相信神的慈爱和怜悯。
He repented before God.
他在神面前悔改。
Oh, he asked him to cleanse him of that sin that was a hindrance between him and God.
他请求神来洁净他的罪，那罪成为他与神之间的拦阻。
He wanted to draw near to him.
他要神来亲近他。
When he confessed his sin, he repented with a sincere heart.
当他向神承认他的罪，他以一个真诚的心向神悔改。
And the scripture tells us he became a man after God's own heart.
圣经告诉我们，大卫成为一个合神心意的人。
He was friends with God.
他成为神的朋友。
He came to love and trust him.
他爱神，信任神。
So even when we're in a condition like David, we should run to him and ask for forgiveness.
所以即使我们落在大卫那样的犯罪的光景中，我们也要奔向耶稣，请求他来赦免我们。
Remember, he's a God of mercy that waits for us to turn to him.
要记得他是一位慈爱怜悯的神，他在等着我们来转向他。
We mustn't be like Adam and Eve. They hid from God.
我们不可以像亚当夏娃一样，他们躲避神的面。
Because of the sin in their heart.
因为他们心里的罪成了拦阻。
But if we confess our sin, he is just and he's righteous to forgive us.
但我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的罪。
And at that time, we come to love him all the more.
Oh, 在那样的时刻，我们就更深地爱上他。
Oh, I was calling for friends. Will we be his friend?
Oh, 神一直在呼召朋友。他说，谁愿意做他的朋友呢？
You may say to me, I chose Jesus as my savior a long time ago.
你可能会对我说，我很早以前就接受耶稣做我的救主了。
But are we neglecting fellowship with him in our daily life?
但我们是否在日常生活中忽略了与他的相交呢？
There's always that danger that we begin well, but do we continue seeking him?
总是有这样一个危险，我们开头开得很好，但是我们是否持续地寻求他？
He told us to pray, give us this day our daily bread.
他教导我们这样祷告，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
He tells us elsewhere, he is the bread of life.
在别的圣经的地方，他也说他就是生命的粮。
If we miss feeding on him every day,
如果我们错过了每天吃他喝他，
we find out we're empty.
我们就会发现我们变得空空的。
And if we neglect that fellowship, we begin to starve.
如果我们忽略了与他的相交，我们就变得饥饿。
Sometimes we don't even realize what's happened to us.
有的时候我们甚至意识不到发生在我们身上的事。
David cried to the Lord, O God, thou art my God.
大卫向神呼喊，神啊，你是我的神。
Early, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsts for thee.
早晨我要切切地寻求你，我的灵渴想你。
My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land.
在干旱疲乏无水之地，我的心切慕你。
Where there is no water.
那里没有水。
Early in the morning, when we first wake up, we should tell him we love him and want to walk with him all through the day.
我们早晨一醒来就要告诉他我们爱慕他，渴慕一整天与他同行。
Isaiah gives a prophecy regarding our Lord Jesus in chapter 50 of the book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书五十章四节，以赛亚发出了关于我们主耶稣的预言。
Verse 4, he says, He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear.
他说，主每早晨提醒我的耳朵。
Does he waken your ear to hear his voice?
使我能听，像受教者一样，他是否每天早晨提醒你的耳朵呢？
We need to have better hearing.
我们需要有更好的听力。
As we remember our Savior, we realize He constantly was with the Father early in the morning.
当我们想到我们的救主，我们知道他清晨一早起来就一直与父同在。
And sometimes the Scripture tells us He went to be with His Father all night.
圣经告诉我们，有的时候他一整夜都与父同在。
He was seeking to know his father's will and direction for the next day.
他在寻求父对着下一天的旨意和带领。
Oh, the call goes out to us, get alone with him.
哦，神在呼召我们单独与他同在。
Just you and your best friend.
只有你跟你最好的朋友。
Tell him how your heart hurts.
告诉他你的心怎样的受伤了。
Tell him the special joy you just received.
告诉他你刚刚得到的那特别的喜乐。
He knows all these things, but he loves to hear your voice.
他知道所发生的这一切，但是他喜爱听到你的声音。
And we will come to love to hear his voice.
我们也渴望来到他面前听他的声音。
I encourage us, get alone with him.
他在鼓励我们单独与神同在。
When I'm in a group of people in our church, I don't tell them everything in my heart, but when my best friend comes to visit me, I tell her everything.
当我在教会里跟很多人在一起的时候，我不会把我的秘密全都告诉他们，但是当我最好的朋友来拜访我的时候，我会把一切都跟他分享。
Our Lord wants to be our best friend.
我们的主渴望成为我们最好的朋友。
And he's looking for those who will get along with him.
他在寻找那些愿意单独与他相处的人。
This is most important for the cell group leaders.
这对小组的领袖来说是最重要的。
But it's a great benefit for all of us.
但对我们所有人也都大有益处。
Close the door and cry out, Jesus, I love you.
关上门，向他呼求，耶稣，我爱你。
My heart belongs to you.
我的心属于你。
Enjoy the stillness of his presence.
享受他同在的宁静。
Whisper to him throughout the day. I'm yours, Jesus. I just want you and your wonderful will for my life.
一整天轻声地对他说，耶稣，我是你的，我只要你和你对我生命美好的旨意。
Oh, worship him with a song.
Oh, 用诗歌敬拜他。
Let that song linger with you throughout the day.
让那首歌一整天都萦绕在你的心里。
The Holy Spirit will remind you of that song.
圣灵会提醒你那首诗歌。
Job, when he was in all his troubles, he said, God gives songs in the night.
约伯在他一切的患难中发现神使人夜间歌唱。
If you have more free time at night, sit down quietly before him and let him restore you.
如果你晚上有更多的时间，就安静地坐在他面前，让他来恢复你。
Oh, wonderful Jesus.
Oh, 奇妙的耶稣。
Turn your attention within.
把你的注意力转向里面。
Remember, he lives within us.
要记得他就住在我们的里面。
And say to him, Lord, I belong to you only.
对他说，主，我单单的属于你。
I'm yours.
我是你的。
You can whisper those words within your heart even when you're sweeping the floor or taking a walk.
即使当你扫地或散步的时候，你都可以在心里这样轻声地对他说。
You know, many friends tell me how every night they go walking. Another friend said, husband and wife, they walk together in the morning.
有一个朋友跟我说，他们每天晚上都要散步。另外一个朋友说，他跟他的配偶每天早上都一起散步。
Or maybe there are some that take a walk all alone.
也许有人是单独的散步。
Be like Enoch, walk with him.
要像以诺一样与神同行。
Sometimes we walk with a friend, we talk about everything else in the world.
有的时候，当我们跟朋友一起走路，我们会彼此谈论一切世界上的事情。
My husband and I say when we get together sometimes, let's not talk.
我的先生跟我在一起的时候，有时候我们说，我们不要讲话。
Let's just walk together.
让我们就是一起走路。
And that's the way we should do with the Lord. When we're out walking, talk to him, speak to him, love him.
我们跟主也应当是这样，当我们一起同行的时候，跟他说话，跟他彼此相爱。
God desires us moment by moment.
神每时每刻都在渴想着我们。
You can satisfy his heart with a new song that comes from your heart.
你可以向他唱一首新诗，那是从你的心里发出的。
It doesn't even matter if you have a good voice or not.
你的声音好不好听一点都不重要。
I know when I was young, I loved to sing, and I had a better voice, some more like Sister Alice.
当我年轻的时候，我很喜欢唱歌，那时候我的声音很好听，就像圣秋姐妹的声音一样。
Now that I'm older, I find out, oh, my voice doesn't sound too good. I better let my husband carry the tune.
现在我比较年长了，我觉得我的声音一点都不好听，我最好让我的先生来唱。
But with our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter if we've got a good voice.
但对于我们的父神主耶稣和亲爱的圣灵来说，我们的声音好不好听一点都不重要。
Realize you're singing to your beloved.
要意识到你是在唱给你的良人听。
He's waiting to hear your voice.
他在等着听你的声音。
Quickly run to him.
快快地奔向他。
Connect with him.
跟他连上。
Our family problems and home problems, car problems, sickness, no matter the situation, still we can have peace if we turn to him within our hearts.
无论是家庭的问题、车子的问题、疾病，不管是什么状况，我们都可以保持平安。当我们转向他，他就在我们的心里。
As Jesus lives within us, he told us so.
他告诉我们，耶稣就住在我们的心里。
Seek to know him as our peace.
要寻求认识，他就是我们的平安。
One teacher of mine would look within her heart and say, I see Jesus sleeping on a pillow.
我的一个老师是这样做的，他转向里面，他说他看见耶稣在里面，好像枕着枕头睡觉。
You can turn within too and see Jesus waiting for you.
我们也可以转向里面，看到耶稣正在等候着我们。
Waiting to reveal himself to you.
他正在等候着向你显现他自己。
And when we find him, we have that peace that passes understanding.
哦，当我们寻见他，我们就寻见了那出人意外的平安。
He is the fountain of life.
他就是生命的泉源。
He wants to fill us with his life.
他要以他自己的生命来充满我们。
Of course, some of my favorite times is when we gather together in a cell group.
当然，我们最喜欢的时光是在小组里跟大家聚集在一起。
Even when I'm with you on Zoom, I sense his wonderful presence.
即使当我们跟你们在 Zoom 上一起聚会的时候，我都感受到他奇妙的同在。
Under a prayer meeting, we get together as a group.To pray for you.
当我们聚集在一起为你们祷告的时候，
Jesus comes so sweetly.
耶稣这样甘甜地临到我们。
I enjoy it.
我非常的享受。
You probably do too when you gather together with your cell group.
当你跟你的小组聚集在一起的时候，也许你也是这样的享受它。
But don't missThose times of getting alone with just you and Jesus.
但不要错过你单独跟耶稣在一起的时间。
Open the word, his word.
打开神的话语。
And listen for his voice speaking to you.
聆听他向你说话的声音。
I need to be more regular in reading the Bible.
我们需要更加规律地来读神的话语。
As we know that John tells us, Jesus is the Word.
正像约翰告诉我们的，耶稣就是那道。
And he wants to speak his love message to us through the Word.
他渴望借着神的话来向我们诉说他爱的信息。
after you have made that morning contact with your beloved, go through the day, keeping in touch with him by praising him.
在你早晨与良人亲近之后，一整天之中，继续借着赞美保持与他的连接。
The psalmist tells us, this is the day the Lord has made.
诗人告诉我们，这是耶和华所定的日子。
We will be joyous and we'll be glad in it.
我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
Sometimes we wait for a time when we're gathered together with people. Maybe it's going to be 3 days from now.
有的时候我们在等待着跟别人聚集在一起有聚会，也许要等三天之久。
But we miss what the Lord wants to do for us today.
但是我们错过了主今天要向我们所做的事情。
You know, when he supplied manna in the wilderness, he gave it fresh every morning.
你知道，当他在旷野向以色列人供应玛纳的时候，他每天早晨吃下新鲜的玛纳。
And some people thought, some of the Israelites thought, well, maybe we better collect some. There may not be any here tomorrow.
有些以色列人说，也许我今天要收两天的玛纳，或许明天就收不到了。
So they would take their portion for today, and then they try to gather some for tomorrow.
他们就收集了当天的份，也要收集明天的那一份。
But they found out that on the morrow it had spoiled.
但第二天早晨，他们发现玛纳已经发臭了。
It had turned to rot.
它已经腐烂了。
And God was so displeased with him, didn't I tell you?To gather it fresh every morning.
神很不喜悦他们，他说，我岂不是吩咐你们吗？每天早晨来收取当天的份。
He was so disappointed in them.
他对他们很失望。
You know, we're preparing for our conference in New York and the Adirondacks, but today that he wants to meet us.
你们知道我们正在预备六月份在纽约营地的聚会，但是今天他就要预备我们。
Jesus said, sufficient to the day is the trouble in it.
主耶稣说，一天的难处一天当就够了。
And we look into the future and say, well, tomorrow is a joyful time. I'll be having a party.
当我们展望未来的时候，我们会说，明天将是一个喜乐的时刻，我要跟大家聚集在一起。
Or maybe we have a doctor's examination next week, and we don't look forward to that day.
或许我们下个礼拜有一个医生的约会，我们不喜欢去看医生。
But the Lord desires of us that we live in today.
但是主要我们活在今天。
He says, today, if you will hear my voice.
他说，今天你们若听我的声音。
I'm here for you for this day.
我今天跟你在一起。
So David learned that in his psalm. He said, this is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
大卫学习了这一点，他说，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
Maybe it has some trials in this day. Maybe it has some problems in this day.
也许今天有苦难，有一些问题发生。
I'm going to learn to rejoice in the Lord.
但是今天我要学习靠主喜乐。
Start singing a song if you're alone.
在你单独一个人的时候，向他唱一首诗歌。
Make it a habit to praise him on the way to work or in the kitchen cooking at the stove.
养成一个习惯，在上班的路上或在厨房做饭的时候来赞美他。
Oh, Paul, St. Paul tells us, in everything give thanks, rejoice always.
圣保罗告诉我们要常常喜乐，凡事谢恩。
There are times when my whole world has changed just by rejoicing in the Lord.
有那样一些时刻，当我就是来赞美神的时候，我的整个世界都改变了。
That's a command. Rejoice always.
这是神的命令，要常常喜乐。
Even in troublesome times, we must rejoice.
有的时候，即使在患难中，我们也要喜乐。
Because it changes our focus from ourselves to Him.
因为他把我们的焦点转移，从自己的里面转向神。
And we recognize Christ is within us.
我们就意识到基督就在我们的里面。
Oh, what a wonderful treasure we have. Christ lives within us.
Oh, 我们得到了何等的宝贝，基督就在我们里面。
And the secret of rejoicing and praising, we turn our eyes on Him.
当我们借着赞美和喜乐这样的秘诀，我们的注意力就转向他。
He is the mighty conqueror.
他是那大能的征服者。
Jesus himself spent his days praising and worshiping his Father.
耶稣他自己整天都在敬拜赞美他的父。
As we read the gospel, we see how many times we hear him say, I thank you, Father.
在我们读福音书的时候，多少次我们听见他说，父啊，我感谢你。
You are Lord of heaven and earth, but you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and you reveal them to babes.
你是天地的主，你向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
And even when he went to pray for Lazarus to be raised from the dead, he said, Oh, I thank you, Father. You always hear me.
当他去祷告让拉撒路从死里复活的时候，他说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
Jesus is our example. He is our pattern.
耶稣是我们的榜样。
We need to repeat his words. Father, I thank you. You always hear me.
我们需要来重复他所说的话。他说，父啊，你常常听我。
He's always listening for our prayer, our voice.
他常常听我们的祷告，听我们的声音。
That if we have become so busy and so distracted from him,
当我们这样的忙碌以至于从他的面前被带离开的时候，
pretty soon we no longer hunger and thirst for him.
很快我们就感到失去了对主耶稣的渴慕。
But we can come to him simply and say, Draw me, I'll run after you.
但是我们可以就这样简单的来到他面前，请求他来吸引我们，我们就快跑的跟随他。
Make me hungry for you.
使我饥渴的要你。
That's what the bride in the Song of Solomon cried, Draw me, draw me, I'll run after you.
那就是在雅歌里的那个心腹的呼求，他说，吸引我，吸引我，我们就快跑的跟随你。
And even Jesus tells us in John 6, No one can come to me unless the Father draws him.
就连主耶稣也这样的告诉我们，在约翰福音第六章，他说，若不是我父的吸引，没有人能到我这里来。
You can tell the Lord, I'm so cold, I'm so empty.
我们可以告诉主，主啊，我是这样的冷淡，我是这样的虚空。
Won't you make me hungry for you?
可不可以请求你使我饥渴的要你？
Draw me, draw me.
吸引我，吸引我。
Give me that hunger for you.
赐给我对你的渴慕。
Today, this very day, he is here to draw us after him in a new way.
今天就是今天。他就在这里以全新的方式在吸引着我们。
So that every waking moment, our thoughts will be about Him.
好，让我们醒着的每一个时刻都在思念他。
We live by life that is not our own.
我们不是凭自己的生命而活。
We live by the life of the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself for us.
我们是因神儿子的生命而活，他是爱我们，为我们舍己。
He lives within us.
他就活在我们的里面。
That's where we're going to find Him more greatly.
在那里，我们将要更丰满地寻见他。
Turn within and tell Jesus, You rule.
转向里面，对耶稣说，你来掌权。
Oh, He desires to take full possession as we surrender our life to Him.
哦，他渴望更完全地占有我们，当我们把自己的生命降服于他。
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, take more possession of me today.
Oh, 耶稣，耶稣，今天更完全地来占有我。
Romans 12 tells us, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
罗马书十二章一节告诉我们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Yes, it's our bodies that He wants to possess.
是的，他渴望占有我们的身体。
We must every day present our body to Him.
我们每一天必须把身体献给他。
Ask Him to live out His life within you.
请求他在你的里面活出他的生命。
The words that come out of your mouth, let those be His words.
你口中所出的话语必须是他的话语。
The thoughts that go back and forth in your mind, let them be His thoughts.
你心中所萦绕的思想必须是他的思想。
Let His will be our will.
让他的旨意成为我们的旨意。
Yes, He has come to dwell within us, but He wants to live out His life through us.
是的，他已经在我们的里面内住，但是他渴望从我们里面活出他的生命。
Oh, it's a sacrifice because many of us want to live our own life.
我们要献上自己当作活祭，很多人只要活出自己的生命。
We always have that spirit of, I know what to do.
我们常常有这样一种灵，就好像在说，我知道该做什么。
I've done this before. I'm not afraid to do what I think needs to be done.
我以前就是这样做的，我不害怕再一次这样做。
It's so much more glorious if we give Him control.
如果我们把权柄交给他，让他来掌管，那是更加的荣耀。
Holy Spirit, lead me to speak your words.
Oh, 圣灵，你来带领我说你要我说的话。
Holy Spirit, check me when my thoughts are not your thoughts.
圣灵，你来检视当我的思想不是你的思想。
Oh, you will show me the path of life.
Oh, 你必将生命的道路指示我。
You will show me how much more glorious it is. If you live out your life within me,
你会向我指示，当你从我里面活出你自己的时候，那是何等的荣耀。
That's why Paul encourages us in Romans, present your body a living sacrifice to the Lord.
那就是为什么保罗在罗马书鼓励我们将身体献上，当作活祭。
Let him have his way.
让他按他的意思行。
Let him live out his life within this body that's been given to you.
让他在这个身子中活出他的旨意，这个身子是他赐给你的。
He presented it not as a dead body, but as a living sacrifice.
我们所献上的不是一个死的身体，乃是一个活祭。
God wants to make it holy.
神要使它成为圣洁的。
wants to make it acceptable to God by full obedience.
使他借着完全的顺服成为神所喜悦的祭。
And that comes about as we walk every day with him.
当我们每天与他同行的时候，这件事就成为现实。
Lead me in a plain path, Lord.
主啊，求你带我走平坦的道路。
Direct my steps today.
今天来指示我的步伐。
Oh, it's his desire to draw us close to him all day long.
Oh, 他渴望一整天都吸引我们。
Not just from our first glimpse of him when we wake up in the morning.
不只是当我们早晨一醒来的时候，在里面瞥见他。
He wants to walk with us all through the day.
他渴望一整天都跟我们同行。
So that waking or sleeping, eating or drinking, the running current of our thoughts are for him.
以至于无论醒着、睡着、或吃或喝，我们心中涌流的思潮都是耶稣。
We can sing this song to him. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee.
我们可以向他唱这首歌。哦，我需要你，我需要你，我每时刻需要你。
That's what the Lord puts on our hearts, is that he wants us right now.
那就是主现在放在我们心上的呼喊，他要我们现在就来寻求他。
Don't look to 4 months from now, getting blessed and being helped. Today is the day you have.
不要等着四个月以后才来得到他的祝福，今天就是你的机会。
When you wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord, for another day.
当你早晨一醒来，就对他说：“主耶稣，感谢你赐给我新的一天。”
Today is the day the Lord has made. We'll find him and walk with him today.
今天是耶和华所定的日子。我们要来寻见他，要来跟他同行。
Each day is so important.
每一天都是如此的重要。
We can never do in eternity what he's called us to do in time.
在永世里，我们不再有机会做他在今生呼召我们所做的事。
He's given you today to run after him.
他赐给了你今天来寻求他。
And even though your hands are very busy with work and employment, let your heart run for him.
即使你手中在忙着很多工作，但是让你的心来追求他。
Oh, Jesus, help me do this now.
哦，主耶稣，帮助我现在做这件事。
Live out your life within me today.
今天从我里面活出你自己。
May he open our eyes to see he is near.
愿他开我们的眼睛，看见他离我们很近。
May he show us our need of him to be more surrendered to him in the daily life.
他正在向我们显示我们多么的需要他，我们需要在每日生活中更加的降服于他。
And if the day...It's almost over and you think, oh, I never even thought of the Lord today.
如果当这一天快过完的时候，你发现，哦，这一天我都没有想到主。
Don't get discouraged. Just turn to him then and say, Jesus, I'm here for you now.
不要感到灰心，就是快快地转向他，对他说，哦，主耶稣，我现在在这里为着你。
Don't waste your time.Being full of regret, turn to him in that moment and say, cleanse me.
不要浪费时间在懊悔里，就在那个时刻转向他，主啊，求你来洁净我。
Just like David did. As soon as he recognized his sin, he turned to God in repentance.
那就是大卫所做的，他一意识到他犯罪了，他就立刻转向神，求神来洁净他。
The Lord will cleanse us and restore us.
主就要来洁净我们，恢复我们。
He wants us 100% given over to him so that he might live out his life among us.
他要我们百分之百的把自己的生命弃绝给他，好让他可以在我们中间活出他的生命。
He wants to live his life among us and among our families.
他渴望在我们的中间，在我们的家庭里活出他的生命。
He'll be a better daughter to your mother and father than you are.
他可以帮助你做一个更好的女儿，比你自己做得更好。
He'll make you a better son to your parents than you are.
他可以帮助你成为父母更好的儿子。
He'll make you a better friend to your friends than you are.
他可以帮助你成为更好的朋友。
And especially husband and wife, you'll be a better husband to your wife if Jesus is in control of your tongue.
尤其是在夫妻之间，如果主耶稣掌管了你的舌头，你就成为一个更好的配偶。
You'll be a better wife to your husband if you learn how to be obedient.
如果你学习顺服，你就可以成为一个更好的妻子。
So that's why we need him every moment of the day.
所以我们每天每一时刻都需要他。
Our friends need to see Jesus in us.
我们的朋友需要在我们里面看见耶稣。
Our family needs to see Jesus living in us.
我们的家人需要在我们的里面看见耶稣就活在我们的生命里。
We don't have to wait for heaven a couple years from now or next month from now. We can have him now.
我们不需要等到几年之后或者下个月，我们今天就可以拥有他。
It will be heaven on earth to walk in fellowship with him.
与他相交，与他同行，这是在地如在天的生活。
And he calls us to do it day by day and moment by moment.
他呼召我们每一天，每一时刻都这样做。
Every moment counts.
每一个时刻都很重要。
To turn our attention, our heart toward him.
把我们的注意力，把我们的心转向他。
And the Holy Spirit was given to us to be our helper.
圣灵被赐下来，成为我们的帮助者。
Jesus said he'll remind you of things I told you.
主耶稣说，圣灵使你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
He'll even tell you things to come.
他甚至告诉你们将来要发生的事。
That we have to have our ears open.
所以我们要有一个开通的耳朵。
Our hearts quickened.
我们的心要被他激励起来。
As we read his word and as we sit quietly in his presence.
当我们读他的话语，当我们安静地坐在他的同在里。
We should be praying, speak, Lord, speak, your servant hears.
我们应当祷告，主啊，请说，仆人静听。
When he speaks, it's music to our ears.
当他说话的时候，在我们的耳中就像音乐一样美妙。
Oh, it's such encouragement, it's such joy.
这是何等的鼓励，这是何等的喜乐。
When we hear his voice.
当我们听见他的声音。
Thus, Sister Alice, if she'll sing for us now another song about living in his presence moment by moment.
我们现在请圣秋姐妹唱另外一首歌，关于每时每刻活在他的同在里。
与基督同死，他死虽我死。与基督同起，我有他生命；与基督同生，我超过尘世。 主时时刻刻，我归于黎明。我时时刻刻蒙他爱保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前等候，我时时刻刻归于他的名。没有一失恋他是不同在，没有一种灯他是不与共，没有一痛苦他是不同悲。我时时刻刻在他眷顾中，我时时刻刻蒙他爱保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前等候，我时时刻刻归于他的名。没有一寂寞，没有一感伤，没有一叹息，没有一郁闷，没有一艰难担在宝座上，他时时刻刻思念他的人。我时时刻刻蒙他爱保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前等候，我时时刻刻归于他的名。没有一软弱他不曾扶助，没有一疾病他不能医治，时时刻刻无论是乐是苦，耶稣我救主与我同行之，我时时刻刻蒙他爱保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前等候，我时时刻刻归于他的名。我时时刻刻蒙他爱保守，我时时刻刻从他的生命，我时时刻刻在他前等候，我时时刻刻归于他的。 哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。是的，愿我们每时每刻都在他的爱里头。哦，因为他是时时刻刻保守我们的主。哦，在他的里面，我们可以这样来支取他所要赐给我们一切丰盛的生命啊。赞美耶稣，帮助我们更多的在你的面前等候。赞美主，就是要来得着主你的旨意。赞美耶稣，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Thank you. Thank you.
谢谢。
The Lord wants us to be aware that the enemy attempts by all means to distract us from the one thing needful.
主要我们清楚地知道，仇敌千方百计地使我们分心，离开那不可少的一件事。
That one thing is to be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那一件事就是与我们的主耶稣基督连结。
But Jesus left us the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
但主耶稣为我们留下一位帮助者，圣灵保惠师。
He's always waiting to draw us back into His presence.
他一直在等着吸引我们回到他的同在里。
He's the Spirit of Truth, and He will lead us to the feet of Jesus.
他是真理的灵，他领我们到耶稣的脚前。
We must quickly turn to Jesus living within and tell Him, You rule.
我们必须快快地转向里面内住的耶稣，告诉他你来掌权。
You're in charge over all that concerns us.
你掌管着一切关乎我们的事。
You may be tempted to be discouraged, but instead, don't waste time. Come right back to recognize Jesus within you.
我们可能容易被试探而灰心，但是不要浪费时间，立即回转，意识到里面的耶稣。
Tell him you want him to be in full charge of all that concerns you.
告诉他，你要他来掌管一切关乎你的事。
God is still looking for a man or woman who will be his friend.
神仍然在寻找人成为他的朋友。
He reveals his secrets to the person who has intimate fellowship with him.
他把他的秘密启示给那些与他亲密相交的人。
He comes to that person on a most ordinary day.
他会在一个最普通的日子临到那个人。
He finds them seeking him in the daily life.
他发现他们在每日的生活中寻求他。
He meets them one-on-one and shares his heart with them.
他单独与他们相会，把他自己的心意向他们倾吐。
He did this with his friend Abraham when he was considering Sodom and Gomorrah.
当他要毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉的时候，他告诉了他的朋友亚伯拉罕。
They talked it over together.
他们一起谈论这件事。
David found that out too. In the Psalms, he tells us the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him.
大卫也发现了这一点。在诗篇里他说，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密。
He will show them his will, his covenant.
他必将自己的约指示他们。
Jesus our Lord tells us in John 15, No longer do I call you servants, I call you my friend. A servant doesn't know what his master is doing, but I...call you a friend. I tell you all things that I've heard from my Father.
我们的主耶稣也在约翰福音15章15节告诉我们，以后我不再称你们为仆人， 因仆人不知道主所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
We say yes, Lord, we want to be your friend.
我们说是的，主，我们渴望做你的朋友。
Secretly, in our private times alone with you, we want to be your friend.
在我们私下跟你独处的时候，我们渴望做你秘密的朋友。
Help us to turn from everything else to be united to you in the daily life.
帮助我们在每天的生活中转离其他的一切，与你联合。
Draw us to run after you that we may be your faithful friend.
吸引我们来快跑地跟随你，好让我们成为你忠心的朋友。
You are our faithful friend.
你是我们信实的朋友。
As you said, greater love is no man that he lays down his life for his friend.
因为你说人为朋友舍命，没有什么爱比这爱更大的了。
And you have laid down your life for us.
你为我们舍了你自己的生命。
We want you to arise and live out your life within us.
我们渴望你临到我们，在我们的里面活出你自己。
That we may serve you daily.
好让我们每天都来服侍你。
We ask it in your name, Lord Jesus.
我们奉你的名恳求，主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us wait in his presence. Listen for his voice.
让我们在他的同在里等候他，聆听他的声音。
Sister Mercy, let the Lord lead you and pray for us.
志祥姐妹，请你照着主的感动来祷告，为我们大家祷告。
谢谢主耶稣，主啊，谢谢你与我们同在。主啊，你的圣灵要常常来吸引我们。主啊，你的爱要来吸引我们。主啊，当我们的心不在你身上的时候，主啊，你特别的要来怜悯我们。主啊，你的爱吸引，你的内住的恩膏圣灵在我们里面，常常使我们的心回转归向你。主，谢谢你一直在帮助我们，是时时刻刻的。主啊，也谢谢你在我们不知道或者是生病的时候，心灵难过忧伤，主啊，都是你在扶持，是你的爱在扶持，是你的安慰的话语在我们心里面扶持，是你用说不出来的叹息在为我们祷告。主啊，我们渴慕成为你的朋友。主啊，让我们在这往下的开始，我们能够，主啊，你要让我们分别为圣。主啊，你要在我们生活上面的时间划分出来，我们有一段时间就是单独与你在一起。主啊，就是与你面对面。主啊，我们跟你有很深的交通。主啊，那些不能对人说的，我们都来到你面前。主啊，说与不说你都知道。主啊，但你也用你的爱在我们的心里面充满我们，加力量，调整，医治，带领。你有你圣经的话语，主啊，向我们展现你的心意。主，你来帮助我们建立这个密友之情，与你之间的密友之情是每一天的，
再把这个时间这样的氛围带领到我们的工作还有服事里面，对你的信靠，帮助我们对你的信靠是时时刻刻的，对你的爱也是时时刻刻的。主，我们相信你会做，因为唯有你可以做成，我们愿意。主啊，你就来做。祷告奉主的名，阿门。
哈利路亚。Lord Jesus, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are under trial today.
主耶稣，我们为今天在试炼中的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
There are struggles and temptations and problems in their life.
在他们的生命中有挣扎，有问题，有试探。
Cause them to see that you are walking with them today.
求你让他们看见，今天你就在与他们同行。
You are a man of sorrow. You are a man acquainted with grief.
你是忧患之子，你常经痛苦，常经忧患。
And you are with them to renew their strength.
你与他们同在，要来更新他们的力量。
Send refreshments, time of refreshments from the presence of the Lord.
在主的同在里，那安舒的日子就要来到。
As you have told us to come unto you if we're heavy laden, and you would give us rest.
你告诉我们，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到你这里来，你就使我们得安息。
Help them to take your yoke upon them.
帮助他们来负你的轭。
That you will carry them through it.
你就会背负他们经过一切的患难。
Because you are meek and you are lowly in heart.
因为你心里柔和谦卑。
Speak peace to their heart.
向他们的心说平安。
And rest to their souls.
向他们的灵魂吹安息的气息。
For you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
因为你是我们的朋友，比弟兄更亲密。
Carry them through, Jesus.
主耶稣，你来背负他们。
Take their arm and let them lean upon you.
拉着他们的手，让他们靠在你的膀臂上。
As they walk together with you through the trial,
当他们与你一起同行，走过这一切的患难和试炼，
that you are strength itself,
你就是力量的本体，
and you are their closest friend,
你是他们最亲密的朋友。
We ask it in Jesus' precious name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名恳求。Amen.
God bless you. May the joy of the Lord be your strength.
神祝福你们，愿耶和华的喜乐成为你们的力量。
Today is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
今天就是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。